So great work last night on A Carrot Affair. Did you catch this? And especially if you've got a child on the autism spectrum, perhaps with Asperger's. Don Burke and his claim that Asperger's may have been behind all the accusations that have come his way. If you missed it, take a listen.
I'm an Asperger's person, and I have a lot of other failings that are genetic. And the reason I mention that is genetic. I haven't been medically diagnosed, but I've worked it out that that's what I've got. And what it is, and it's a terrible failing, I have difficulty looking anyone in the eye. I can look in a lens, but I have real difficulty looking anyone in the eye. It's a typical thing. And I miss all their body language and often, the subtle signs that people give to you, like back off, that's enough. I don't see that. I suffer from a terrible problem with that, of not seeing. And no one can understand how you can't see it, but you don't.
It's an absolute shocker. What a coward. I mean, look, none of these claims have been proven yet, but to hide behind this, it's what I've got. I've never been diagnosed. It's a self-diagnosis. Now, can't imagine for any family living with someone with in the autism spectrum or even Asperger's what that may feel. And I can only imagine what the community is feeling today about that. Nicole Rogerson is the CEO of Autism Awareness Australia. Nicole, good afternoon. What do you make of Don Burke's comments?
Oh, just hearing them again, my goodness. I'm just appalled. I was just shocked and appalled when I heard it. And I'm appalled all over again. It turns out I'm still cranky 24 hours later.
Now, what about the rest of your community? How have they reacted?
Yeah, same. You know, I think that's the interesting part. When I first saw it, my response was, oh, my God, tell me he's not going to try this. He's not going to stoop even lower than he already had. And certainly I went to Twitter just to express my disgust, and thousands of people have contacted me all through last night and today. The autism community, both for people who have autism and Asperger's and for their families, they're absolutely just, they got thrown under the bus here. You know, I think the most important thing that your listeners need to know is that there is no link, absolutely no link whatsoever between having Asperger's and being the kind of person who commits these kinds of acts against people. The fact that he's trying to make one as his get-out-of-jail-free card, this is why I did it, because I've got this, you know, I've diagnosed myself with this thing, is so appalling. And it's just heartbreaking to those. If it's your kid, if it's you, you're just all of a sudden thinking, wow, Australia just heard the word Asperger's and it related to, you know, predatory sexual harassing behaviour. I mean, they're just not linked at all. And my job really today is to call it out and make people realise what a nonsense that is.
Yeah, and Nicole, we must stress that they're only accusations at this stage and he's denied them all, but he has admitted to being a hard taskmaster, sometimes being a bully. And again, to hide behind that is just, I can't believe that he's played this card. What impact would these comments have on the public's understanding of Asperger's and even the autism spectrum?
Well, it distorts it. I mean, I really hope that I think the media has done a brilliant job of calling him out on this today. So I'm really hoping that actually a lot of people around Australia learnt today that Don Burke's depiction of autism was actually quite incorrect and they've been educated otherwise. But you've got to understand, it's what Australia hears. If it doesn't affect your life, you don't know a lot about it, fair enough. And then you all of a sudden hear this beloved television personality saying to you, well, that was kind of the reason why I did those things. And, you know, I'm really... He could have just been less time saying sorry to the women that were offended by his actions. You don't have to... You know, I understand the allegations, but he's got an awful lot of women with a very similar story saying that they were offended by him. A simple, I am sorry if I was inappropriate, would have been the best first step. He's taken the Kevin Spacey option, which is, let's make this worse. And let's wrap in a nonsensical reason that I might have been doing these kinds of things. They're just not linked.
Would you like to see him seek a diagnosis, Nicole, or just let it be?
I think he's got an awful lot of problems, and if Asperger's is probably the least he's got. So I would hope he would get help somewhere, yes.
Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate your time this afternoon. The CEO of Autism Awareness Australia, Nicole Rogerson, she is seeing red this afternoon, has been for the last 24 hours.